This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
That would be Eric Scalavino, Andy Hart, Paul Perillo, here again to break down the Patriots roster with a sort of a forward-looking slant towards free agency, whenever that might come. And we're continuing what we did last week, looking at the roster from the perspective of the draft picks. So next in line is cornerbacks, because Rozai Dowling from Virginia was taken second overall by the team, second round, 33rd pick overall. And then later on, last pick of the draft, Malcolm Williams, defensive back from TCU. So guys, we have two new defensive backs on the roster, a roster that was sort of beset a little bit early by injuries, and then even later in the year by some injuries, safety, cornerback, all the positions were affected. How do we look at this group now that they've added two rookies, one of whom is more of a special teams player in Malcolm Williams, but is this a potential area of need on the free agent market, do you guys think?
No, I wouldn't think so. I mean, I think you have good depth at both corner and safety now. When you add a guy who's essentially everybody calling a first-round pick, I mean, his first pick of the second round, people could have been a top 20, top 10 type prospect had he not had the injuries last year. The only question I think you have, and we've talked about this a little on PFW in Progress, is sub-packages, spread sets, who's your slot corner? Who's the star position, as the Boston Globe likes to refer to it in many of its writings? Because you look at the three top-end guys, McCourty, Bodden, and now Dowling, and they're a little bit bigger, a little bit more physical, press-type guys, not necessarily the smaller, quicker slot guys, be able to go in all directions. So you wonder who's going to fill that role, and does that become kind of the weak point of your secondary if it's Butler, if it's Will Hite, whoever, Arrington.
Patrick Chung, as it was last
Chung,
year, for good push.
Which I don't think he is well suited for. If you're putting together what, you know, Fred Kirsch has been big on, though, we're just going to cover. We're going to have as close to elite coverage as we can. Well, if you're looking to do that, I don't think Patrick Chung is lining up against good slot receivers. And that would be my question. Who is the guy that's, you know, Butler, probably based on draft status, athleticism, size, everything, is probably the best theoretical candidate, but until he proves he can make plays on the football, I don't know that he is the best candidate.
Yeah, and even Belichick admitted after the after the second day, we talked about Dowling a little bit. Eric asked about his ability to possibly play safety, and I asked him about the very topic that Andy just discussed about playing, you know, has he ever played in the slot? Really hasn't. McCourty, when he, I thought, was far less effective last year when he was chasing guys over the middle, across the middle, than he was on the outside, particularly on deep balls. And I don't think Bodden's strength lies in that area, too. So that is going to be something to keep an eye on as training camp unfolds. You see guys like Arrington and Butler, Will Hite, and if any of these guys are there or if any of the safeties are there.
And as Andy referenced a little bit earlier, Dowling, Bodden, McCourty, those guys are on the bigger end for the position. At or around 6 feet, 6'1" in Dowling's case, around the 200, a little bit more physical presence than you've typically seen with cornerbacks on this team. There, you've had the thinner,
5'9",
smaller, quicker type. Yeah, the Ellis Hobbs type player who physical, but he's still on the smaller side. And when you go up against, you know, bigger receivers, especially in the AFC East, I think this crew certainly, on paper at least, is more capable of doing that. You mentioned Darius Butler earlier. Do you think he's on the verge now of going into this training camp in the same kind of situation that Terrence Wheatley was a year ago, where he was entering his third year, high pick, had some injury trouble, had some his struggles throughout his short career here? Do you think he's in jeopardy of potentially not only losing a starting spot on this team, but losing a job, period?
Yes, because, you know, there were already reports last year that they were looking to maybe trade him in the Pierre Thomas deal that became reported.
Yeah, with the Saints.
So clearly they had kind of, on some level, moved on from him and realized he wasn't the guy we drafted in the second round, who was a starter heading into last year and portions of his rookie year. On some level, they'd kind of moved on. So I do think they add a first-round pick. They now have Bodden back. Yeah, depending on – I mean, maybe he comes in and they say, okay, he is a slot guy. He's just our slot guy. But I don't think he has a surefire roster spot locked up.
Yeah, and just to illustrate Andy's point, it was less than two games into the season they thought that an undrafted free agent was a better alternative than a second-round
pick.
Kyle
Arrington.
So
right.
Certainly Butler's position right now can't be considered overly safe.
All right, before we get to the safety part of this discussion, real quick, the biggest names on the free agent market for cornerbacks, Nnamdi Asamoah again from the Raiders, Antonio Cromartie, I would say, from the Jets. We've gotten some SPFWs about this throughout the offseason. Any chance at all that the Patriots target either one of those guys? My gut feeling is no.
You don't need a gut. Not even
balls. Are you kidding me?
No chance.
Yeah, I would agree.
They basically used first-round picks the last 2 years.
Right, and you go back to Wheatley, and there's another second-round pick they used in 08. So I don't see why you go out and invest the kind of resources that you do. Plus, I actually think they hit. You hit big with McCourty. That's what you're hoping to get, a guy like Asamoah.
Right.
And you did.
And keep him for six years or whatever.
So you have a young guy there. I don't see the need to get a $50 million cornerback in here.
No chance.
When you're drafting guys in the first and second round.
Less than zero.
That are, that have succeeded like Devin McCourty did.
Right. Now, we talked about Chung earlier. He joins, he's part of a safety core that includes Andy's best friend, Jimmy Sanders.
He's led by, proceed.
Right.
Working out in California with Richard Marshall.
Yes.
Best friend, by the
way.
This
guy I wanted to draft.
Yeah, from Fresno State. I remember that.
We liked
06
Richard
draft,
Marshall.
I believe, was that?
Yeah. A few years ago.
We liked Richard Marshall. He's a bigger corner.
Brandon Merriweather, former first-round pick, been to the Pro Bowl a couple of times as an alternate, had his troubles both on the field and off recently. Sort of surprisingly, the Patriots held on to a guy like Josh Barrett last year, who came over from the Broncos. They knew he was going to be injured. They kept him on IR all year. Jarrad Page, another guy who struggled a little bit mid-year with injuries but contributed more and more as the year went on. Seems like he's going to be back in the mix. I don't necessarily think this is an area where they're going to target a free agent, but I think there could be some changes in what the lineup looks like at safety this coming year. What are your thoughts? I'll start with you, Paul.
Well, I think that Merriweather is an interesting guy because, we talk about this a lot on PFW in Progress. When everybody was healthy last year, when Jarrad Page was out there, when James Sanders was out there, when Patrick Chung was out there, it seemed that Brandon Merriweather was more often than not the odd man out. He lost time early in the year with that cheap shot on Todd Heap.
Mm-hmm.
The year, he didn't start a game, I want to say, in Chicago. And then it came out, according to an ESPN Boston report, that he was missing some meetings or late for some meetings and that they weren't happy with his work habits off the field. It seems that Belichick was looking for reasons to get Merriweather out of the rotation, but unfortunately for Belichick and the Patriots, Sanders got sick late in the year, missed some time. Jarrad Page had a calf problem that cost him a lot of time during the course of the season. And Chung dealt with his share of injuries. He missed a game or two along the way as well. So I don't know where exactly Brandon Merriweather fits in here, but it seems to me from afar, not knowing exactly how Belichick thinks, just judging by actions, it seems like he's looking for excuses to get him out of the rotation despite his two-time Pro Bowler status.
I think Jarrad Page could be interesting one of those
guy.
Surprise. We talked about on PFW in Progress, pick a surprise impact guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think if he can stay healthy, you could see Jarrad Page start 14, 15 games, be an impact guy. I think he's athletic but big. I think he has an interesting combination there that Belichick, we've seen kind of lust after for a long time, having a guy who's big and athletic enough. He's been working out really hard.
Made some plays in Kansas City, too.
Oh, yeah.
That was a contract thing. That wasn't, we don't think you're a very good player. That was sort of an interesting kind of contract
Well, they
situation.
Drafted Eric Berry.
They drafted
Eric Berry. Eric Berry played every single snap for the Chiefs last year. Did mm-hmm. not miss a single play. So you had a change in their kind of rotation there.
That's a good point.
But Page worked out this offseason and is still working out with Jay Glazer and that group of MMA guys. And whatever you think of that, some of those guys have benefited greatly from that in the last couple of years. And if, like I said, if he can stay healthy, he's a baseball player, he's a ton of athletic ability, maybe he gets a little bit of boost from this MMA training, I think you could see him almost become the centerpiece of that safety position. with the guys filling in around him, with if Merriweather's still on the team, if James Sanders.
Wow.
James Sanders is the most consistent,
I can't believe what I'm
reliable,
hearing.
Respected force in that secondary. But my good
Wouldn't
friend
that make
James,
him the centerpiece?
No, is not a playmaker. They need a playmaker there.
Jared
Chung
Page is a playmaker.
And Page could be two very dynamic playmakers. Mr. Consistency will be James Sanders. And if that comes to fruition, Brandon Merriweather might be an ex-Patriot.
Yeah, see, the reason I think Merriweather remains with the Patriots is because I don't think you can rely on those guys to stay healthy. They haven't. You know, Page didn't stay healthy last year. I don't know what his history was in Kansas City. Certainly, Chung is a smaller guy, and I think that the way he plays is going to lend itself
Barrett
to
could be the wild card, though. I mean,
who knows?
If he's a guy
and maybe one
healthy.
Of the younger guys that we don't know, you know, Sergio Serge. Brown mm-hmm. stuck around on that roster for the you know, the balance of the last three quarters of the year. And there are obviously things that he did well enough to do that. So
right.
Be interesting.
Just taking a quick look at the available free agents, there's a long list of safeties and probably the names that stick out the most, at least to Patriots fans. Tom Zbikowski. Dante Whitner, who spent the last, all of his career in Buffalo. I've seen him quite often. And Eric Weddle from San Diego.
Petui.
Any
well, the list is long, but distinguished.
The best potential fit, I would think, would be Weddle if they were going to look for an upgrade at that position. But
they're not going to pay
I don't think they're.
Somebody will give him a little money. Somebody will probably give Whitner a little money, even though he's been a disappointment. Mm. Zbikowski's busy boxing. If they add a guy, I think it'll be a Jerod Page type. It'll be somebody who we don't really know about, just kind of a guy.
And there are plenty of those on this
list.
So
I think the core of their safety position is already on the roster. It's just a question of how the roles play themselves out.
The only way I see them delving into free agency is if they decide to part ways with Merriweather. Then they need to replace. They'd need to get an NFL player who could, you know, for good or bad,
bounce off people.
For good or bad, Merriweather plays pretty much every game. You know, he's pretty he's been healthy. He's been pretty consistent on the field. I think his play has been disappointing, but he has been in the lineup more often than not.
Right. Okay. So next up, we're going to talk about running backs because they drafted players back to back at that position at the end of the second and in the third round. So a week from today, we'll be talking about the Patriots backfield. Now this weekend, guys, before we go, we just want to remind people to set their DVRs this Sunday, 10 o'clock, to the USA Network for a show called In Plain Sight, because there might be some names of characters on there that you might recognize. The show writer is a big fan of ours, so do that if you can. And whatever else you do, have a good weekend.
Could you? You know, if you don't mind.
Peace out.